that it looks like a red date. Can it turn red, the lungs? Rashi says, Shenisheris bikruma tachtu vi ketumara aduma. Looks like a red date. The locher is kshera. It's still kosher. That's only the top membrane. Therefore, it's still kshera. In kif titoi, what's going to be if the bottom membrane has a hole through it, of the lungs? For loy in kif loy, but the top membrane does not have it. So that's a shayla megan aloy megan. Does the top membrane protect it or not? So Mara says on this, pligi bo Rav Ada Ravina. So machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chadama one says loy megan. No, if the inner one has a hole in it, that's going to make it into treifa. The top membrane does not protect it so much. The Chadama one says no, megan. The other one says yes, that the top membrane could protect it. And Vilchus Alocha is yes, megan. That even the top membrane protects it, that the ear doesn't get through, it won't be done a treifa. Kidi Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef says, the Yom Rabbi Yosef says, Hi Reya, if you have the lungs, Hi Reya di Afsha, if you have lungs, like that makes a sound, makes a noise, the Afsha, like when you blow it up, the Afsha makes noises. So Chutz Mashma, something is bubbling, some ear is leaking out. Rashi says it means Kishen Leifchen, when you blow up the lungs, Mashmoyas koil, you hear a voice there. Kilu ruach yesemena, like some wind is going out of it. So if you have this lungs, the afsha, when you blow it up, and it makes noise, iyadinan heicha afsha, if you know where the noise is coming from, so mesvinan ala gatfa, take like a leaf, and put it, or take a feather, and put it on top of that makom, or else, or rake, or else put some spit there. So igilo, if you see that it's moving, that some air is coming through, or it's bubbling there, then you know the air is coming through. It's like a hole there, that's called a treifa. V'loi, but if no air, no bubbling coming through, then it's kshera. Now why? Even though there's some noise there, it must be that the bottom one, the inside membrane has a hole, just the top membrane is protecting it. You see, it's still called kshera. But v'loi yodinan. Hey Chavsha, if you don't know where the noise is coming from, then the Yetzer is Maisinon Mitichlo. Then you have to take a basin, you have to take a pot, and put some lukewarm water there, and put the lung inside it. So Maisinon Mitichlo, Demaya, take like a pot of water, Pshura of lukewarm water, or Maisvinon Labegavo, and put the lungs inside this lukewarm water. So, the chanimi law, you can't use hot water to katsa, because hot water would make the lungs shiver up. The kriri, to put into cold, you can't do it, because cold water, loy de metarshe, would only make the lungs harden up. See, to become hard, you won't be able to tell. Elamasvina bipshure, the answer is you must put into lukewarm water. Now, v'navchinen law, and now, like, blow up this lungs, inflate the lungs. So it depends. If it bubbles through, then it's a right to trade for. If it doesn't bubble through, then kshera. Why? I lamaisa, though, you hear noise there, there must be some hole. So the answer is, tisoyinkiv. It's only the pshat is the bottom membrane has a hole in it. But iloy loyinkiv, the top membrane is still whole, still protecting it. Why the afshai? How come the lungs is making noise when you blow it up? It must be zikod de bene benehu. It's the ear that's coming out vibrating between the two membranes. So you see clearly still it's called kshera, that we say the top membrane does protect it, is still called kshera. That's the halacha. The top membrane protects, either membrane protects it. There's only a trace of that if the hole goes through both membranes of the lungs. The Gemara says, Guf, Ahini Sun Kadiv Shigul Disimin. The Gemara says, Guf, what we say before, Omar Rava. Hi Reya, the Igladei, if you have your lungs, that the membranes of the lungs, Hi Reya, the Igladei, that when you peel it off like, it's Kihine Sumka, it looks all red, looks like a red date. So Lachos Ksheira, still is kosher. It's not cold, there's a neck over there, so the animal is still kosher. The Yama Rava says, Reya Shadima Miksasa. Let's say you have the lungs, and only part of it turned red. So also kshera, still kosher, there's not a treifa. But kula treifa, let's say the whole lung turned red, that's already called the treifa. If I says that the whole thing turns red, then you have to be afraid there was a nekiv there. That's called worse.
Yeah.
Oh, malei revina l'rova. Miktsasa my time. What do you say if only part of the lungs became red? It's still kosher dihod rabori, because they'll get well again. It could become cured. It'll come back to its regular cover, column. It's everything more kudonami hod rabori. Even if the whole lungs turn red. Also, we should say that it will recover again and become back to its normal. But mila tanya, didn't we learn? Vishash shkotzim rumashim. The locher there by other types of creeping things. Shkotzim rumashim. Achiyotzim mehem dam. That though we say yoni chayiv on Shabbos, if blood comes out from them, you have to make a chabura that blood comes out. Rashi says, the tanya shashkotzim rumashim ketanim goin tzvadei v'deim lehem. Shairin rach, the skin is very soft. So chutz mishen shrotzim, shon kotcha, these shmoin shrotzim, the skin is hard. Is ein chayvelim b'shabbos mishum chayvelim hit them, you're not chayiv, ad shetaitzim em tipa dam, dam has to come out. V'yaf api shenitzra dam, even though the blood came to the top, and it came red there, still that's not called lakusa. Why? Because since the skin is so soft, it becomes red fast, but it'll heal up again. You see, even though the skin turns red, so what? It'll still heal up again. Yeah, but Vela, you see what? By Shash Kotzer Moshim Yoni Chayiv, if the dam goes out, but the dam just comes to the top, to where the skin is, even though the skin turns red, it's nothing. It'll heal up again. Maybe you tell me no. L'shmer Nishrotzim Admin Law. Maybe this is doing with the Shmer Nishrotzim. The Tani we learned over there by the Shemayin Shrotzim to have hard skin, they will learn Nitzur Hadam. If you hit it and the skin became red, so you have to say the blood is underneath it. Apol Pishlo Yotz, even though blood does not go out, still Yechayiv. So once you see it there, it turns red, it'll stay that way, it won't heal up. So maybe you're also that by the lungs, if the whole thing turns red, it won't heal up again. For the Moriyach, if that's the Svara, Afilo Maksasanami. And even if only part of the lungs turned red, also we should say the svara. Now that it turned red, it won't heal up again. That's a treifa. And what if the insulation are? There's no difference. About it shouldn't be a difference whether the whole thing turned red or part of it turned red. So he argues and says, even though the whole lungs turn red, so what? The mice are still, they'll heal up and it's not a treifa. Yeah. The Yomarov Rover says, let's say part of the lungs starts to dry up, if it starts to become dry, treifa. The kama, how much of the lungs have to dry up to say it's a treifa? Omer of papi, vishmei the rava, kadeshet, or else how dry does it have to be? He says it has to be dry enough, kadeshet tifrach b'tziperin, that when you touch it, it'll crumble up with your nail. When you touch it with your nails, it crumbles up. That's how dry it has to be. Kaman, kreb yesa ben amishulam, that's like yeshita. The Tanya we learned. What's called so dry that makes the treifer? Shim tinokev. If you make a holder, you punch a holder with a needle, v'yena metziah tipas dam, and no dam comes up, that's called dry enough. Even though it's not brittle yet, but if it's just so dry there's no dam, then that's called dry, that's treifer. Rabbi Yisrael ben Amshulam Maimono, Yivesha means kadeshetei nifreches b'siperin, means to say it has to be that you touch it with your nail, it'll crumble up. So that's how Yavish it has to be. Tamar says no. Afilu tamer, but if you want to say we're going according to Rabbanan Shita, that usually dried up is enough, is long is enough, just as no dam come up. But gabi oizen b'chol the koshalad beziko lehod rabori, that when do they say they get so hardened that the dam doesn't come out? It's called the treifon. That's only by the oizen of a b'chol. Over there we say since there's wind, there it won't heal up anymore once it gets that hard. Avoreya, but the lungs, to like kashol beyavira, there's no air coming in by the lungs there. If so, there hard to bury, even though it got hard enough that there's no dam there, but that alone could heal up. By the reya, it could be everybody agrees. It's only considered a treifa that gets so hard as almost like brittle or crumble up with your nails. The Yom Rav says, "Hi reya, if you have this reya, the kaima gilda." Like the lungs itself now looks like scabs. It's covered up with scabs. They're all scabs over it. That's called the kaima gilda gilda. So it depends. Or else uchma yuchma, or else it's covered up with black patches there, or else chazusa, different colors of patches there. That's not a treifa. Even though it's covered up with scabs or with black patches or other colors, still called kshera. That's not a treifas. Amra Meima Mishmei de Rova, Ein Makifim Babua. He says you can't compare like one bua, means like one bubble, to another bubble. That here it's a shaila, is it a treifa or not? So bua means sometimes there's a bubble on the raya, so you have to check it out to make sure there's no hole there. So if you checked out one bubble from the inside and saw there's no hole there, that's no proof to say the next one has no hole. You have to check out each one separately. You can't compare one to the other. Let's say you have two lobes of the lungs. It has five lobes there. So let's say two lobes of the lungs, that they're like attached to one another. They're attached to one another. That's called sirchus. So les luhu bedika. You can't check them out. So we have to be afraid. Maybe the reason why they got attached together is because there was a hole in between, and they got stuck together because of that. So therefore, menasof, we have to say it's a treifa. For lo yamor nelesh like kisidron. Only if it wasn't kisidron, means the third lobe got attached with the fifth one. Avo kisidron. But if the first and second and third got attached, henry v'sayil. That's the way they grow. So then we don't say they got attached because there's a nekev there, but that's normal. So these are the main treifas they check out for today. Galat kosher means when they check, they make a bedikas pnim. And right after shrita, they stick their hand in there and they feel around the five lobes of the lungs to make sure they're not stuck together. If they feel that the lobes are stuck together, that's called a tzircha. So then, mikur halacha, after you take out the lungs, you could check them out further to make sure there's no hole. So glat kosher means you don't check it out anymore. Like right away, they're not stuck together at all. Once they're stuck together, that's already a shiloh. So glat kosher is supposed to mean there's no shiloh, was never stuck. If it's not glat kosher, it means that it was stuck together. But we'll see there are certain times that you could check it out. You pull it out carefully to make sure there's no hole in between. That's also kosher. So that's a shiloh of a glat kosher or not. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the other daf on the other side. Just last Gemara again, that Nim Revan Rebez was that the Yom HaRavah, Hai Reya the Kaima Gildi, if you have the Reya, the lungs, that have scabs on it, Rasuch Murchmi, black spots, Chazusa, different color spots, Ksheira. Even though there are spots on the lungs, as long as there's no hole there, it, the animal is still kosher. Omer HaMeimah Mishmei D'Ravah, means the name of Ravah, Ein Makifim Bavua. You cannot compare like two buas, two bubbles, on the Areya, on the lungs. Rashi says the case is that a bua like a bubble there, shenikra brea, that made a neck and made a hole in the lungs, and the place where the tabach, the butcher, or the sheikha does not touch there. So you cannot be told that this bua came because of the tabach. Now the question is, we don't know if this happened before shechita to say that the animal is a treifa, or maybe still this first happened after shechita. So you don't know, so you don't have the right to take another lung like, Rashi Zayim is being like bua cheres, another type of a bubble on the lungs. Lak if it's being close to this, or lemeikfoy to make a hole there. The rule is to see in the maris on the kovim if they look alike. In other words, you first make this hole after the shechita. So try and tell if they both look alike. If they look alike, you want to be able to say that the first hole also first came after shechita. This is not a matter. You cannot do this. That's as loch of ein makif and bavua. You cannot compare like two bubbles when you have a hole in it to say that just like this one happened after shechita, the first one also happened after shechita. And the reason is because each one is different, they have different colors. The Yama Rav also says, Hani Tati Uni, the two lobes from the five lobes of the lungs, the Srichel Adod, like are attached to one another. Lest Lubadiki, you cannot check it out. You have to be afraid. The reason why it's attached is because there's a neck, there's a hole between the two. Now, Avloyamar, this is only Seyel Shlekisidron, means the third lobe got attached to the fifth lobe. They're not attached, they're not really 1, 2, 3. Not 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. It's Shlekisidron, then we say it's like a nekiv. Avo Kisidron, let's say the lobe number 1 got attached to lobe number 2, then Hainu Rivisayu, that's the way it's grown, that's the way normally, that's not called the Sircha, that's not called the Trefa. And Rashi says, the Pshat is that Zu Magina Zu, one lobe protects the other one. Vahadra Bor, and then it becomes, it'll heal up again. So even though there is a Nekiv there, still since they stay attached one to another, they don't move around that much, here it's Hadra Bor, become healthy again. You are now holding on top of that Mem Zayin Amar Aleph.